suddenly being here for the third time in a row and seeing a number of you who I have met during these years. A number of projects that we started a few years ago are now doing so well. It's a great pleasure to be here, and it's a great honor to actually work with all of you. And it's a great honor to deliver some of the things that we have done over the past few years to our beneficiaries, which are the Romanian citizens that we provide service for. This year, at Vodafone Group, which is based out of the UK, we are celebrating 25 years of our foundation. Now, Vodafone Group Foundation started 25 years ago, and of course, most of the work that is done by the foundation is done through the local foundations, like Vodafone Romania Foundation, in the 27 countries that we operate in. I'm very proud to say that over 122 million pounds have been contributed and worth of projects that have been done during these 25 years by the Vodafone Group Foundation. Our focus is always around areas where we can contribute value, where we can provide some beneficiary work, and that's through our technology, through the capabilities and the tools that we have within our business. Of course, in many places, we are using our employees as volunteers in these type of projects. And of course, many times our customers are involved in the type of projects that we do as well. And one of the ones that I want to talk about today is specifically very much entrenched with all of those type of things that I mentioned, which are important to us when we do those type of projects. And that is around bringing our communities together. One of the things that we realized over the years in the countries that we operate in, the 27 countries, due to the state of the world that we are in, there are many, many refugee camps. There are camps where people... Now, what is surprising is that what we don't realize is that we hear about these camps where large numbers of people are present, but we think about them as temporary facilities, and people go there temporarily, and then things get, you know, fixed, and they go back to their lives or go back, move on with their lives. But in reality, we find out that these camps go on for years and years and years, and there are people who are children who are born in those camps, and they stay there till they become adults. And I think one of the things that we realized through our technology and our, you know, fundamental belief in bringing and connecting communities together, we thought it is important to find a way to help these people. And one of the projects that actually we want to talk about and Instant Network School. I'm sure you've heard about Instant Network, where in case of crises and other camps, refugee camps like these, we have provided the ability to set up a network where people can communicate to their loved ones and talk to each other. We've taken this a step further to say that we can create not only an instant network, but we can create an instant network school.